In this week's Parsha, Parshas Bahar, we're introduced to a topic which really we've been familiar with and talking about for quite some time, and that is the inyan of Shemitah, keeping Shemitah and not working the land in Eretz Yisrael for an entire year. The Medrash and the Gemara refers to the people that are Shomrei Shemitah, the farmers that keep Shemitah, as Giborei Koyach Oseh Dvarei, people of strong character that are able to fulfill the word of Hashem. Think about the Nisayim. Think about any job that we have, that we get our income year after year. And then after 6 years, we say, okay, 1 year we're going to take a sabbatical. We're not going to go to work. We're going to sit and learn and involve ourselves in Dveikus Bashem and Parnosa. Where are we going to be supported from? I heard from my brother in Eretz Yisrael, I forget who he quoted, that said that this Nisayim of being able to forego a year of Parnosa and just watch the field, the potential that you could have for Parnosa, and instead of working it, going to learn and going to be involved in Dveikus Bashem, is something that is really only accessible and only possible for someone like a farmer. A farmer lives day in and day out, every single day, looking at the weather. Is it raining? Is it sunny? Is there too much rain? Is it too hot? He's living with the weather. He's living with Kutcha Brichu. He's living with an Amuna every single day. He's not merely coming every once in a while, Hashem, you know, this would be helpful, that would be nice. He's someone who's living with Hashem, someone who lives with Hashem every single day. He's working on it for 6 years straight. When the seventh year comes, it's not in a vacuum. He's prepared himself. He's strengthened himself. He's worked out, so to speak, on this Midah. Now he could pass the test of a year of a Shemitah. I read a beautiful story which illustrates this point and brings it home. The Chabina Rav was one of the Gedolei Olam that lived in Eretz Yisrael after moving from Europe at some point, either during or after the Second World War. The Chabina Rav had a watch, and one time the watch fell and it stopped working. So he brought the watch to a watchmaker to ask him to fix it, to see what's wrong with the watch. The watchmaker looked at the watch, he checked it out, and he said, Kvod HaRav, the watch is okay, the battery died. And the Chabina Rav looked at him and he said, the battery died? Just yesterday it was working. It fell, that kills the battery? How could you tell me the battery's died? What's the pshat? And the watchmaker said to the Chabina Rav, the battery, before it dropped, was actually on its last legs. It was very weak. It was strong enough just to keep it going. It was strong enough that if it's still going straight, it will go, so to speak, on cruise, on neutral. When the watch dropped, however, said the watchmaker, the battery momentarily stopped. At that point, when I had to restart, since it was in such a weak state, it wasn't able to restart, and therefore, it died. The Chabina Rav heard this, and he said, wow, that is a lesson in Emunah. We think we live day in and day out. The challenges we face, sometimes they're large, sometimes they're small, but we live with them. And we think we have strong emunah. But then we're faced with a very strong test in our emunah. And we find ourselves struggling. I can't get out. Where's Hashem? Where's the hashkacha? How come it's so difficult? Why is it so difficult then? The reason why it's so difficult then, said the Chabina Rav, is because our battery of Emunah is weak. We have to work on energizing our Emunah, on our battery of trust and bitachin in Hashem, understanding that everything is Hashkacha. And when we work on that, when we're not faced with that Nisayan, then when a Nisayan comes, when there's a challenge, when the watch gets dropped, and for a moment there's a pause in our emunah, we could swing right back up and say, we understand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're the one that's in charge, you're the one that's pulling the strings. That is the lesson of the Shomrei Shemitah. That is the lesson of emunah and being strong in our emunah when we're not faced with the Nisayin. And Bezat Hashem, as we work on that, and we work on it day in and day out, then about us, Halavai, it should be able to be said that we too are the Giborei Koyach Oseh Dvarei. Have a wonderful Shabbos.